This is Fresh Air. I'm TV critic David Bean Cooley. This month, while the broadcast networks are taking it easy, some cable competitors are serving up lots of excellent, unusual television. The action starts this weekend with a new version of the British sci-fi series Torchwood and the Larry David comedy Curb Your Enthusiasm. Torchwood is a show that may not even be on many people's radar. It's a British show, which ran for 3 seasons and was imported and shown here by BBC America. It's a sci-fi series about a sort of overseas X-Files unit, run by a cocky hero who is not only irreverent and American, but immortal, and a time traveler, and bisexual. It's a spin-off character and series from Doctor Who, the long-running British fantasy show that is still around, and has been around so long it launched the year John F. Kennedy was assassinated. It started as a kid's show, but in the hands of writer-producer Russell T. Davies, Doctor Who became more for adults. And Davies also is the man behind Torchwood. So if you're sneering at the idea of sci-fi and fantasy, you shouldn't. Not if it's in the right hands. In the past, I've had to try to persuade people to watch Buffy the Vampire Slayer, and Lost, and Battlestar Galactica, and The Walking Dead, as genre shows that had something to say and said it cleverly. The same goes for Torchwood, which begins its new incarnation Friday on the Starz cable network. In this new version, John Barrowman remains in place as the star of Torchwood, and he soon meets up with one of his most feisty and dependable team members, Gwen Cooper, played by Eve Miles. But the rest of the Torchwood team died at the end of last season. So for this year, the survivors come out of hiding and move to America, the center of a new global threat that sounds harmless but is just the opposite. All of a sudden, all across the planet, people stop dying. Starting with death row prisoner Oswald Daines, played by Bill Pullman, who survives his own execution. In a montage of channel surfing that's disturbingly credible, the media instantly come up with a catchy name for this inexplicable new phenomenon.
The survival of Oswald Daines turns out to be the first incident in a much bigger story breaking live this morning.
When the Kentucky Medical Authority made a chance comment that it hadn't recorded a single death over 24 hours,
17 more authorities immediately reported the same thing. The story exploded on social network sites.
Miracle trending as the number one top bane to California. The story's the same.
For the past 36 hours,
no fatalities have been reported.
No one has
not
died.
Not one person in the United States
not
of America.
Not a single death.
Miracle Day.
Miracle Day.
Miracle Day.
That's what it's being called.
Miracle Day.
As usual, the media are missing the real story. When no one dies, what does that do to population growth? To the spread of infectious but now non-lethal diseases? To war and terrorism and thrill-seeking and so many other things? Torchwood, the task force, and the TV series takes all of this very, very seriously, and doesn't presume it's some sort of natural phenomenon. So if someone engineered this so-called miracle, the big questions soon become who and why. The acting, as well as the writing, is really strong here. Barrowman, as Jack Harkness, is an old-school swashbuckler with new-school sass, kind of like a bisexual Bruce Willis. Bill Pullman, who usually plays the likable hero in films like Independence Day, portrays a creepy, odious pedophile murderer here, yet one who, thanks to the media, finds both a voice and a mission. And Lauren Ambrose, who was so wonderful in 6 Feet Under as teenager Claire Fisher, gets a meaty adult role here as an opportunistic agent who offers to represent the executed but not dead killer. I've previewed the first 3 episodes of Torchwood, and they left me hanging and eager to see more. So give it a chance, please. And if you want to catch up, BBC Home Video is releasing the entire 3-season British version of Torchwood on DVD and Blu-ray July 19th. And now for something completely different. On Sunday, HBO presents the 8th-season premiere of Larry David's Curb Your Enthusiasm, one of the funniest and daringly different shows ever made for television. It's been a long time since we've seen the exaggerated TV version of Larry David in action. The last time was in November 2009, when he taped the Seinfeld reunion show and lost his chance to reconnect successfully with his estranged wife Cheryl, played by Cheryl Hines. The new season begins with an episode called The Divorce, echoing the comedian's real-life divorce from his wife Lori 4 years ago. But I haven't seen that episode. HBO and Larry David are holding their cards close to the vest and instead have sent out three random, non-sequential episodes from the new season. The story arc this season takes Larry to New York, and one of the three episodes I've seen explains why, but I won't spoil it. It's enough to say that if you missed Larry David as the self-appointed policeman of all things that irritate him, one of the new episodes calls him a social assassin, get ready for a lot more moments of outrage, and a few that may make you uncomfortable. When his friend Marty Funkhauser, played by Bob Einstein, reaffirms his Jewish faith and leads Larry and his friends in prayer at dinner, Larry, who's also Jewish, quickly reaches his limit of religious tolerance. Others at the table include Susie Essman, Jeff Garlin, and Larry Miller.
Baruch atah Adonai Eloheinu melech haolam, hamotzi lechem min haoretz.
Amen.
Amen.
Now the wine?
What?
Okay.
Baruch no way, no way. Adonai. That's enough. Come on. No, I'm hungry.
Well, you can't drink the wine without the prayer.
Oh, you can't? Really? Watch this.
I'm with Larry on this.
Yeah, guess we're drinking.
To the five-man club championship.
Here.
Now you're thinking. Cheers.
Everybody, eat up. Come on.
Oh, did you guys hear about this? You know the what's the chicken place in Westwood? The Palestinian one. What is it called?
Alabas.
Best original chicken. They're opening up a second location right next door to Goldblatt's Deli.
Over my dead body.
I'm sure that wouldn't bother them.
Even if you agree with Larry David's TV alter ego on principle, he always ends up going too far. For me, his Curb Your Enthusiasm character ranks up there with John Cleese's Basil Fawlty in Fawlty Towers. They're both guys whose ability to embarrass themselves, while persisting in venting their outrage against the world, ranks them among television's most original and entertaining comedy characters.